What's up, guys? We're back.
Hashtag juice fill.
that's the name of this one.
Welcome to
hashtag goals. This is hashtag goals, the podcast. This is Kenyo. Danielle's here.
Wait, what's hashtag goals?
Hashtag goals for millennials podcast. They millennials, they want to do a bunch of stuff, and we're just like
making podcast. We're helping them.
We're helping them by making a podcast.
So it's a fire-ass podcast.
Exactly. Anyway, but we did our juice cleanse week, juice experiment week.
We're here to tell you about it, and Kenyo's eating a Crunchwrap that I made.
It's true.
It's like a better version of a Taco Bell Crunchwrap that I made. So yeah. That tells you how the week went, basically. Yeah. But yeah, we're back, guys.
We are back. You know what? Okay, so basically the juice thing. I'm sorry if I'm like making noise while I'm doing this. I'm trying to.
Because
like,
he's just, eating. Yeah. That's what's so that's funny
like
about it. That's
super rude. Like, you're not supposed to eat while you do.
But tell them my food is good.
No, it's super good. If you guys ever get a chance to get cooking from Danielle.
We do a live thing and I cater it, holla at me. Like, the girl can cook.
Yeah. I'm going to have to put it down, but it's too good. Okay, it's super rude to be eating on a podcast. All right. So, the juice thing, we did drink juice.
We did a version of a juice. We didn't do it as, like, hardcore as we said in the last podcast.
Yeah.
But I think that it was good enough because it got it. got my digestive juices flowing.
Yeah. And I lost like 2 pounds.
Yeah. I lost three pounds.
I think I gained it back. But like,
yeah,
I lost more than that, actually. I lost 4, but then I gained 2 back.
Oh, you tried to beat me. So yeah. I lost 3 pounds, but by his water weight. And then Kenyo did lose weight too. And then Kenyo did say very awkwardly, "You look smaller."
Yeah, she looked smaller. I just noticed. I was like, "You look smaller."
Yeah, I do look smaller. But like, it was so hard for us because like, I went to work literally, right?
One more bite.
We're doing like the juice cleanse, and like my office was like, "We're giving everybody pizza," and I was just like, "Dude, on my juice cleanse, y'all are bringing pizza, and not like Little Caesar. They bought Pizza Hut."
We did. Okay, let me talk about the wins that we got out of this. Okay,
yeah,
so besides losing weight, we said we weren't going to swear. We started off not swearing as much.
Yeah, bitch.
You said fudge.
Fucking right.
You said fudge instead of the F word. You have to keep the not swearing thing. We're keeping it.
Yeah, I said like, fudge. What else did I say?
I don't remember, but definitely fudge. Okay, yeah, other wins were we drank juice basically every day. We did drink juice every day.
Yeah, like we
drank juice. And it made me feel really good.
Yeah, Kenyo, I mean.
Oh my gosh, sorry.
Kenyo, like, I've juiced before. It was like my juicer. Like, I'm used to like the rush, but like, I think Kenyo got a real rush out of the juice because he's not used to that. Like, when you don't take vitamins regularly, I mean, you juice, you get, like, this whole, like, rush of energy. So, Kenyo definitely got, like, it was, like, a little bit of, like, crack for him.
Oh, yeah. It was weird. Like, I felt like I was taking some sort of, like, what was that? Limitless. From the movie Limitless, they take the, he takes that thing and then he, like, he takes that thing that makes him super smart and, like, everything like that. Like, that's what it felt like.
Yeah, because cool. It's like it's vitamins you don't normally get. Like we were juicing like carrots, celery,
yeah.
Cucumbers, beets a lot, and people don't eat beets a lot. So yeah, it does give you like a rush of energy, like you know, because you don't get those vitamins every day. You do need those vitamins if you don't take a daily vitamin. So it was good for Kenyo. It was good for me too. I mean, I lost a couple of pounds from it, and it's good just to have those vitamins in you. But we said hashtag juice fail.
Yeah.
Because
we basically ended up. So the first day started juice, ended Domino's, essentially. I think second day started juice, ended Chinese buffet.
It was like.
And then it just kind of. We just kind of realized what level we were on. and kind of rode that wave out.
Yeah, one of the things where like, it was just like. It sounds so crazy, like, first world problems, like, right? Yeah. So, like, we started the first day, like, nothing, we had nothing to eat. It's, like, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And then, like, we're, like,
working. Mr. Composition was hanging out with us.
Yeah, Mr. Composition here. We're just, like, doing stuff. We're working on projects, and, like, we're, like, low on energy. And then, like, I think I left for something, and I came back, and there was Domino's. I was just like, yeah. Hell yeah.
It went down. He got me
wings because I don't really eat bread that much.
I broke that one, and I kind of ruined the thing. So I'm the officiator of the fail.
But we kind of like came to this like realization of like it's good for us to like have juices like to replace certain meals. We don't have to always like just juice completely, even though my birthday is on Friday and I want to be a bad bitch, but it might not always be that way.
Yeah, and you know what, actually I realized that it wasn't a fail, it was actually a juice win, because we did we had juices for like for almost every single morning, and it made me realize you don't have to do like a full juice thing, like you can do. And I was watching this I think it was Dr. Oz, and they were talking about the different types of juice diets. They had like a juice guy on there, and he's talking about the different types of juice diets that you can do. And yeah, a lot of people, they'll incorporate it, they'll use it to skip like one meal.
Yeah, I think it's good because like if you don't take a multivitamin, like when's like when are you gonna get like vitamin like A or vitamin K from like kale and stuff like that? Like you're not gonna get that, so that's why you get that rush. Like Kenya was getting that rush from like those vitamins. I was used to that because like I've been juicing for a while, but like it kind of made us like think we don't have the juice like 24/7. Like it would be cool, like maybe like juice two meals and then eat one meal, because like we like to eat food. We like food. We're eating. Yeah, he's eating food right now.
Yeah, I just demolished the thing, the improv Crunchwrap Supreme that was super delicious. But yeah, I think that's a super huge lesson, not just for juicing, but just for life in general. Especially as like millennials, you know, like we jump into a lot of stuff, and just in general, people like to do the whole New Year's resolution thing.
We see other people do stuff, and we're just like, okay, like I'm gonna do it like that, and it's just like everybody's.
It's like the whole Instagram thing where it's like your expectations versus reality. Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm gonna do this amazing yoga pose, and it's like, no, at least not in the beginning. You know, it's like you always want to be exactly. You always look at people, either relationships or you look at like fitness people, and you want to like, oh, I'm going to be there in 3 weeks, or I'm going to be there right away. And it's like,
but it's a progress.
It's a like, gradual thing. Yeah, and you might find, you have to figure out what really works for you.
Yeah. And so I think that with the juice thing, I think that it did help us. I mean, we're still juicing. Like, I think we decided we would like keep going with juicing, but like,
I'm
going
to make a juice pretty soon here. I'm going to make a, I think Crunch Wrap, like half. Actually, I might wait till tomorrow, but I think we have like half a apple, celery, and some other stuff left from the juice.
It's
thing.
Good in the morning, like it gives you a little bit of rush.
Yeah,
but like, yeah, I mean, like, I think as millennials, we think that we can just jump into anything. Like, let's be like fitness goals, relationship goals, but it's just like you actually have to like work on that stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that we're like, let's just like we're just not going to eat for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
and it didn't work like that because like. One day I was sickly.
Even though
like my body, I probably could have went like 3 days without eating, but I was like, my mind was just like, eh. And Kenny was like, Domino's. Let's get that
one. Right? Yeah. If you meet Danielle, and I'm sure you can tell from the podcast, she's a spicy. She's a jalapeno herself.
I'm a habanero pepper.
So when you add on top of that, like her not being able to eat, it turns into, you know, a hangriness. She tries to be nice, but she doesn't have the ability. At that point.
I'm telling you, like, I mean, like when y'all meet me, like when we start doing live podcasts, like I'm like. My base level is a jalapeno.
Yeah.
Like, my regular life is a habanero pepper. Mm.
This is actually a pretty good time to bring up that we actually are going to start doing a live podcast.
Yeah, we are soon.
The first one's actually coming up pretty soon. Like, it's going to be in, like, a month or something like that.
September.
Well, depends on when you listen to this, but we're recording this in August.
Mm-hmm.
It is August. Yeah, it's August.
My birthday is on Friday, guys. Everyone is sending stuff to me.
Ooh, should we give out your address? So her address is 554. Whoa, you're giving out the real address.
Oh, okay. No, it's not a good idea. Cancel. Delete it.
You're going to have some awesome stalker buddies just
If they come with the real shit, oh, man. Then
yeah, I'm gonna make sure not to say it because I was gonna like say stuff about your place that would.
I totally live by a lake.
Okay,
with a lot of ducks.
Okay, now they know definitely where you live.
I live in San Antonio.
Okay,
by a lake with a lot of ducks.
They
so
can definitely find you. This is gonna be a problem. You better move before you get super famous or whatever. If you get super famous, you gotta move because
if I get super famous, like yeah, I live. That's where I live. I live by a lake with a lot of ducks. I won't give you more than that. If you want to send some stuff. That's
kind of enough info in San Antonio. Yeah, they're going to know at least the complex.
Yeah, this is a complex that has, like, the most ducks ever. Anyways, how do we get to the ducks? It's
done. We're talking about where you live. I don't remember. Address, something. Send you stuff, your birthday, dates.
Oh, my birthday's on Friday.
We're talking about there's live shows. We're going to start doing
live shows.
Oh, we're
going to start doing live shows. Yeah. Just because I feel like.
It's going to be so much fun to connect.
Yeah, right? I mean, I want you you guys to, like, get to meet me and Kenyo.
Yeah.
And, like, get to see our vibe. Because, like, we really are, like, caring people. We love y'all. Like, if it's 4 listeners or, like, 4,000 listeners, like, we care about, like, what's going on in your life. And, like.
And shout out to everyone who's been listening, actually, because we have some, I see the listeners.
Yeah.
And we have, like.
Can you also, the numbers guy?
Yeah,
I'm the idea girl.
We have handfuls of listeners.
Yeah, no, I would say, like, we love y'all, and we want to, like, connect with y'all, like, in a real way. So, like, when we start doing the live shows, we're going to do a workshop in September, like I said.
Most of the live shows in the beginning will be in San Antonio, but we're not limiting at all.
Yeah, like, anywhere.
We're almost immediately trying to. Do some, like, literally travel anywhere.
Yeah,
if we get enough listeners in London, we're coming to London to do the hat. Actually, that's funny. Like, that was one of the first things we talked about. I don't know if you remember.
Wasteman.
But when we were going to set the... What's Wasteman?
It's like... I think that's actually Canadian.
But one of the first things we talked about when we were talking about doing the podcast was actually going to London.
No. That's like the thing. Like,
you mentioned whiskey on the plane. You're like, whiskey has to be whiskey.
Yeah. Talk about being a flight attendant.
That was before I knew you were a flight attendant, actually.
Yeah.
Previously. She's not a flight attendant now.
I'm not a flight attendant anymore. I do miss being a flight attendant, but there's some perks. Like, there was a lot of alcohol that could be poured into a purse. But anyway.
Those little bottles. They're easily to transport.
Hey, guys. Life hack.
Universe hack.
Let me tell you this, right? Should I say it?
I don't know what you're going to say.
Okay, so basically. So, as a flight attendant, there's two things I will tell you. The alcohol on the plane is not paid for. It's sponsored, right? So if you have Jack Daniels, Tito's, whatever brand of gin, it's like not paid for, right? So it doesn't.
That's why they don't mind giving it to you for free.
Yeah. So
and
like
you think they're being generous?
When I used to do first class service, I used to give people double everything before they would leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
So like I would do like there's like 6 people in first class, right?
Mm-hmm.
They ask for, like, Jack and Coke. You're going to get a double Jack and Coke for you to go to sleep and leave me the fuck alone, right? So, like, yeah, that's, a little life hack. Just know that if you become a flight attendant, that alcohol is free. And if you want to take it at the end of the day, it's yours because it's free. Like, it's a sponsorship, basically. Yeah. I know we've gotten that.
You're totally going to get someone fired. They're going to be like, hashtag goal said it's free and I can take it at the end of the day.
Hey. I got some lawyer friends, so we can fight it. No, I'm just saying, no, it is free. Like, those things are sponsored. There's a lot of things that are sponsored on airplanes that, like, people don't know. Like, even the food, like, the Pringles and all that stuff. Like
oh,
that.
Really?
That's
so interesting.
It's sponsored. Like, say, like, I work for blank. I'm not going to say what I work for because then now. Incriminate me, but I work for blank airlines, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pringles is a sponsor of ours. Jack Daniels is a sponsor, so they give us free things because you know.
Speaking of sponsors, we are totally open to sponsors. I don't know, was that a good segue?
It was a weird segue. It was very obvious. Speaking of sponsorship, no, we're open to sponsors, but what we were trying to get to is our live shows.
Yeah,
is that,
we're going to be doing live
shows. Is that no matter if it's 4 people or 400 people, like, we want to help and we want to talk to y'all and we want to, like, connect with y'all. Like, no joke, for real. If we want,
I would love to, in that vein, like, I'd love to hear about your guys' experience with Juice Cleanse, but just in general, with, like, different goals you try, definitely as you, like, hear different. That's why feedback is so cool. When you try these different things, like, everyone's working on something. Mm-hmm. The Juice Cleanse was interesting. I'm sure a lot of you guys are doing a lot better than us. I'd love to see your feedback. Love to see your pictures. Love to see your juice recipes. Someone recommended to me when I said I was going to do it on Instagram, flaxseed oil. Something I want to try. I don't know.
I've tried it before.
Yeah, not the bombest.
I mean, I think it's healthy.
Yeah.
You're going to be in the restroom.
Okay. I don't mind. I'm a fan of the restroom.
I'm a fan. I'm not going to lie.
If my phone is charged
up. I'm a fan of the restroom. I'm a phone restroom person.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'll be in there extra time.
Like, I get a lot of shit done in the restroom. Oh, yeah. Like, I could probably do, like, a business deal in the restroom.
No joke. All I need is the DMs. If I can just jump in some different DMs. Yeah.
I can read a contract, you know, mortgage, anything in the restroom. Boom. Like,
get it back to
get it back to them. Like, it'd be better than if I was in the living room, right? Yeah. Restroom? I don't know. Restrooms can be good vibes.
It's low-key office. 2008 universe hack. Restroom
Dude, what
office.
Is, no, like, maybe we're onto something. Maybe,
we're
like,
something huge.
Maybe, like, restrooms are the, like the next office. Offices? Yes.
Oh, my God.
Dang it.
Yo.
We did it.
So,
we got a banger.
If you guys steal this idea, basically everyone will know you stole it because we will have recorded.
No, like, seriously, like, restrooms are the new offices because, like,
you actually don't know. Like, I'm deep on, like, restrooms. Like,
I'm deeper than you. No.
Like, on the concept of, like, branding, like, a business called Restroom.
But you know me. Like, you've
I actually have a company already and I have a logo called Restroom.
But you've been around me when I'm like, I'm going to the restroom. I've been around.
It sounds fake. It sounds like I'm making that
up. It sounds fake, but like,
but it's real.
It's real. But
yeah,
Kenya,
no, but she's
Kenya
a huge,
has seen me go to the restroom like 8 times.
Sounds a little weird, but
it's
I'm not watching her go.
Yeah, he's not watching
go
to the restroom, but I'm like, I have to go to the restroom. Yeah. Am I going to use the restroom? I'm going to, like, work on stuff in the restroom.
I don't think I knew that. Huh? I really don't think I knew that.
Yeah, like, I take my iPad, like, notepad, pencil, and I'm just in the restroom, like, I don't know, it just feels right to be in the restroom.
And no, it's super comfy, you know you're not gonna get bothered, like, it's just, it puts your mind at ease, you
Yeah,
know?
Your body's just like, hey, like, you're here to, like, either release or renew.
Oh, man. That's a throwback to, anyway. What was the book? You were reading that book from Candace Witchcraft. Candace the Witch.
Oh, no.
Okay. That's a super inside joke that we don't need
it's
to.
It's a very inside joke. So I'm very much into self-help books and, like, metaphysics, right? And so, like, Louise Hayes is, like, the goat of, like, self-help books, right? And so, like...
We do this thing. I don't know if people are...
I'm not going to talk about constipation.
What? Oh, yeah. There was a line on constipation, and she was like, constipation means that you have... you're not being able to accept new ideas. And I was just roasting her on that in my Nigerian accent. I'm like, this woman... Because she was like 80 years old. But like, the only thing new you need to find is skin. Because you are so... Yes, I'm just joking though. That's super messed up.
He was roasting Louise Hayes, who is like the godmother of, like, self help books, right? Because I was like, what is because like the book is called Heal Your Life, right?
You know, our podcast is categorized as self help.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's
in the podcast category. That's what I put it under.
Yeah, it should be because I'm helping myself and I'm helping others. So
we do this thing that we just go off on different tangents, and then, like, every time we do that, we should, like, have something so that we know, so we can, like, tell our fault, like, our, like, a word for it. Like, that was another Danny and Kenyo slide to randomness.
Chingy bling.
That was a chingy bling. Every time we go off on a ramp.
No, like, guys, when y'all meet Kenyo in person, literally, Kenyo asked me the lyrics to Hotline Bling from Drake, and then he's like, isn't that like Chingy Bling? I'm like, nigga, like, what are you, 58 years old? What artist is named Chingy Bling? There might be like one Memphis artist named Chingy Bling.
I was doing my Nigerian accent. I was pretending to be an old Nigerian, like, dad or something.
Say what you said.
I don't even remember. I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, God has promoted me. Like, soon you'll see me shining like Chingy Bling. But I feel like that's something a Nigerian would say. Like, like they love to do whatever weird stuff. Okay, so takeaways. What were we going to do? What was this? That was another Chingy Bling rant of randomness. But takeaways, we want you guys to know that we tried the juice.
We're still juicing. We're just not juicing like for every meal because guess what?
Yeah.
I'm hangry and Kendo can't handle the hangriness.
Facts.
As far as
and coworker, we're figuring it out. I think we can like ease our way. Like the more we ease it into the thing.
Yeah, for sure. I think that we can like start. The more we like start juicing, like the more that we will like be able to like maybe do like a whole day of juicing. We did do a whole day of juicing once.
Yeah, we got to 8 p.m. Like we did basically the whole day and we just broke it.
And I've done juicing before. It's just like when you're like stressed in life and stuff, you just want to have some freaking Domino's
pizza. We were so confident though. We were like,
no. Our last part, we're like, oh yeah, guys, we're fucking juicing.
Yeah.
And then like the next day, like, oh, I need some pizza. And Chinese food immediately.
So the juice cleanse, well, we're gonna keep doing it. We'll keep you guys updated on the hashtag juice cleanse, hashtag juice goal, hashtag juice fail. But also we're gonna be doing live show pretty soon in September in San Antonio.
Yeah, so if you're in San Antonio, please come see us because we would love to see you guys.
And then we'll probably throw before you even know, we're probably gonna throw an LA date in there.
There'll be an LA date, probably a New York date.
Probably a Dallas date.
Oh, yes. I'm a Dallas girl. I don't know if y'all know that. I'm a Dallas girl.
Probably a London date.
London town man.
That's the only thing I can guarantee. All the other European countries,
so a little. we can guarantee LA, New York, Dallas, and London.
London.
For live podcast. But awesome it's going to be based off of y'all guys. Like, we really are here for y'all.
Yeah.
And we love all our listeners.
Montreal,
for sure. We're going there for Christmas. So, yeah, for sure. Like, interact with us. Because if you want us to come host something for you, or you have, like, a goal you want to talk about, or, like, even you want to be featured on the podcast, we will come to y'all, bring the equipment, and we will shoot a podcast with you. So, if you want to be on the podcast, you can be on the podcast.
Literally, if you send us an email, your chances of being on the podcast are gigantic.
You're like 99.999%.
Yeah. Because why not? Why not get everyone? Like, it would be dope to have a 50-person podcast. We'll get the mics. If that many people are interested and everyone wants to be on this one podcast, you'll probably only be on there for about 2 minutes each, but we'll get everyone on there. You know what I mean? Because it's all about you guys.
And we get sponsors. I'll definitely give you your cut.
No, we like won't.
$3.
Okay. We can do three.
Yeah,
I need to $3 each.
$3 each for each person.
Yes.
$3.
And you just have to, of course, pay us the initial $5 transference fee, and then you get the $3 direct. That's real Nigerian style.
You sound like a Nigerian email.
I just need you to first Western Union me $2,000 so I can send you my father's inheritance of $1 million. Oh, okay, I will do it.
But for real,
I feel so bad for anyone who like fell for those scams, like all the 50-year-olds.
If y'all are doing that, please stop it. If some Nigerian person is like, I have my inheritance, send me $2,000. We heard that church, right?
Yeah.
They were talking about that church that people were like falling for those scams.
Oh, no. Yeah, Nigerians are scammers. Not all Nigerians. There's like a huge scam culture. I know. There's a huge scam culture in Africa in general, just because, actually in almost every third world country, just because there's so much more money here that like you can just run credit card scams all day and see more money than you would, you know, at like a regular job.
We'll do a podcast about that, but yeah.
Hashtag Nigerian scams.
Can you have a scammer?
That's,
Yeah. He scammed me out of millions of tacos.
I scam people into security. I scam people into believing in themselves. I scam people into reaching higher versions of themselves. I think you
scammed me out of four tacos.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The amount of your food that I've consumed.
He scams me out of food all the time. Yeah. Like,
as she leaves, because she's like a peace eater. She likes to come in rotations. But I'm of the theory that once it's a leftover, it's a communal thing.
I will leave my food, like, me and Kenya work together, right? I will leave my food there because I'm not like a big, like, eater, like, eat a bunch at one time. Like, Kenya can do that. I will, like, leave a taco, like, on my desk. And, like, Kenyo, I'll come back and Kenyo will eat it. Like, oh, I didn't think you wanted it.
Yeah.
I would have given it to him, but you don't take stuff.
I do it less now, but in the first couple of weeks.
Yeah, because I called you out on it.
Yeah, because she gets upset because she's really planning on coming back and eating. And, like, some people actually don't care about the leftovers, but she doesn't even consider leftovers. I'm a leftover
queen.
Yeah.
It's
really just leftover. She's coming back. It's not even leftovers, really. It's just like her eating, like, is a 3-hour thing.
Yeah, like my eating is like in increments. Like, I'm just like, oh, you know, a bite here, a bite there. Yeah. Come back at 8:00 for another bite. And Kenya will eat my whole taco.
It's true. So, is there anything that you want them to know about? Anything new that come out? I have a media company, and we just released this video that you're in called it's just the trailers out right now. Who is Alina Estella? Okay. We partnered with this dental office because you gotta partner with people with money to have money. And so we partnered with this dental office and we made this video, but it's completely like an art thing. And
yeah, it's like a short film. So it's Who is Alina Estella, right?
Yeah. Who is Alina Estella?
So I play Alina. So yeah. So if y'all want to like look at it, basically, you're going to see who I am. You can see who I look like. Yeah. But I...
You can kind of watch it right now. You can watch it on the Sheba Dental page. You can watch it on 5:00 Productions on
Facebook. My production company. I did start a production company called 5:00 Production Company.
Yeah.
And so you can watch it there or on Sheba Dental.
Yeah.
So I play...
Or on Project Ford.
Or on Project Ford. For sure, for sure. I just play, like, a really... bitchy celebrity who's not that famous who needs to have dental work. But yeah, we did do a short film, so I think y'all would like it. So for sure we're doing a lot of stuff. I started my production company. Kenyo's had Project Ford, which is a great company.
Thank you. That was kind.
That was a very kind thank you, Kenyo.
Yeah. It was a very sweet thing you said. You said my company's great.
No, Project Ford is very, 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 very... I'm a member of Project Ford.
True facts.
Yeah. So, yeah. And if you are looking for somebody to help you propel your company, your business, or, like, your brand, Kenyo's very good at that. And Kenyo's, like, since I've met Kenyo has, like, got me so many... like jobs and gigs and things. Like, I was just in a short film. So it's just like, yeah. So Project Ford is awesome. My production company is up and coming. 5:00 Productions, and our podcast is fire.
Yeah. So you guys remember to find the podcast at #GoalsXO on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't made the Facebook page.
We'll make it.
Yeah, it's going up. So find it on Facebook too. And subscribe on your favorite podcast app and leave a review on your favorite podcast app. And keep listening to us and talk to us like we're your friends, and send us some messages and
because we comments. Are your friends, guys. We love you guys.
Yeah.
We were like every single, if it's like 4 listeners, we love you guys and we're there for you. And like, if you need help, need advice, for sure, DM me, email me, whatever. I'm there for y'all. We love y'all, guys. We started this podcast to help people. So if you need us, we're here for you. So for sure, reach out to us.
Yep, definitely. Thanks for listening. I'm Kenyo. You can follow me at KenyoHQ.
Follow me, Danny Vic, D-A-N-N. Wait, I was messing my name.
I thought you were going to get it this time. I was so
excited. I was messing up. D-A-N-N-Y-V. Wait. D-N. Wait. Guys, it's been a long day. D-A-N-N. YBIC.
Yeah.
Demi Vic.
Boom. That's probably going to get you even more followers because, like, now they really know how to spell it.
Yeah. I'm not gonna spell it anymore. This is the last time I ever spell it. It's Danny Vic on everything, basically. Danny Vic Twitter, Danielle Victoria on Facebook. I don't get on Facebook because I think it's a little demonic. But anyway, so, like, Danny Vic on most everything. So, and plus, please don't think I'm illiterate. I'm just... It's been a long day. I work at 9 to 5 and I come home and I do podcasts. So I can spell. It's Danny Vic and Kenyo HQ. So hit us up. We love you guys. Thanks so much for listening today. We appreciate it. We'll be back for another Fire podcast probably in like a couple of days, right?
Should be.
For sure.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope that we touched you super well
on some type of goal. Thank you for listening to the Hashtag Goals podcast hosted by me and Kenyo. If you have questions or you want a goal to be like addressed, make sure you hit us on our Instagrams, Facebooks, and Twitters.
See ya.